the rest of the story. Let's talk baseball. Brooklyn Dodgers manager Buzzy Bavasi called the young pitcher into his office and he said, Tom, we have a roster problem. Uh-oh. Tom had been in the big leagues that long, that is long enough to have learned world-class baseball can be a tough game on and off the field, so Tom the pitcher was prepared for the worst, and here it came. We've got to cut somebody, the manager said. It's a tough decision because there are a lot of outstanding players in this club. Tom could feel it coming. He had just spent a month on the disabled list. He had just pitched one of the worst games in all baseball histories. Tom knew what Buzzy was about to say, and he said it. He said, if you were the manager is asking the question now, he said, if you were the manager, what player would you cut from the team? Well, Tom loved baseball. He loved the majors, and he wasn't going to give up without a fight. What player would I cut from the team? He responded, that's easy. I'd cut that kid from Cincinnati, that lefty. Buzzy said, well, now, wait a minute. The rookie southpaw pitcher from the University of Cincinnati, the one Tom had suggested cutting from the team, he did throw a hard ball, but nobody knew where. The manager said the boy had absolutely no control, gave no signs of developing control. But as I think back on that conversation, I wonder if either Tom or Buzzy knew the rest of the story. You see, the rookie they were discussing was more of a basketball player than anything else, a really good basketball player. His scholarship hopes for college were based on basketball. In fact, nobody was more surprised than he when he wound up on the university baseball team. And as a pitcher, as a boy playing sandlot baseball, he'd played every position but pitcher. Was 15 years old before he even tried pitching. Basketball was his game. Basketball. And he thought that was obvious. But then along came the Brooklyn Dodgers with an offer that not even a basketball player could refuse. And suddenly the kid from Cincinnati was playing baseball and in the major leagues. Well, now let's get back to that conversation. Manager Buzzy Bavasi and this other young pitcher named Tom. I doubt that either of them knew they were talking about a basketball player, but they both agreed that that kid from Cincinnati was not much of a pitcher. And then and there, Buzzy might have dropped him. Except he explained they had signed the young man for a bonus exceeding $4,000, and according to Major League rules, they had to keep him for at least two seasons. Buzzy was sorry, he said, but he would have to cut Tom instead. And he cut Tom from the team. And back down to the minors, Tom went. He even lost his first five games in the minors. Of course, that was not quite the last the world would hear of Tom, Tommy Lasorda. Nor from the rookie pitcher who had displaced him. For the record, that basketball player who found himself in baseball's big leagues, went on to lead the National League in ERAs 5 years straight. He won more games and pitched more shutouts than any player in that league in this century. For you see, the out-of-control kid from Cincinnati was Sandy Koufax. And now you know the rest of the story.